Here are some more facts about the Declaration of Independence, along with the people who crafted and signed it. Six people who signed the Declaration also signed the U.S. Constitution: Ben Franklin, George Read, Roger Sherman, Robert Morris, George Kleiner, and James Wilson. Once the Declaration of Independence had been written and signed, printer John Dunlap was asked to make about 200 copies to be distributed throughout the, well, colonies becoming states. Today, they're called the Dunlap broadsides, are, as you would assume correctly, extremely rare and very valuable. For example, in 1989, someone discovered what was a previously unknown Dunlap broadside. In 2000, that sold for $8 million. There are only 26 known surviving Dunlap broadsides today. First public reading of the Declaration took place July 8, 1776 in Philadelphia. Nine of the signers died before the American Revolution ended in 1783. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died July 4, 1826, to the day of the 50th anniversary of the vote to approve the Declaration of Independence. Only signer of the Declaration to survive beyond that 50th anniversary was Charles Carroll of Maryland. He died 1832 at the age of 95. Declaration, along with the Constitution, were hidden away during World War II. Both documents were packed up. About 2 weeks after Pearl Harbor, they were given a military escort to Fort Knox in Kentucky, where they remained till late 1944. Then on December 13, 1952, the Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights were formally delivered to the National Archives in D.C., where they've remained since. You might have seen this either in photos or you've been there in person. The display the documents are resting in, that's able to be lowered into a safety shelter. Keep the documents safe in the event of any danger, no matter if it's a nuclear attack or, well, an insurrection.